Yesterday we began this talk on the great reviewing, Mahapajapana, Pichapakana. And we are touching on the first reviewing, our great reviewing, Mahapajapana. We have not come to the end of it. We are discussing the five nivaranas, hindrances, to progress. Whether these five hindrances are obsessing one's mind or not. This is how one reviews. And also, we also discussed how the last of the five hindrances to progress, namely vichikicca, skeptical doubt, is one obsessed with skeptical doubt or not. As for the Sarabhana stream enterer, there's no need to talk about obsession, whether he or she is obsessed with skeptical doubt or not, because this nivarana, hindrance to progress, has been abandoned by himself or herself with the realization of the first stage of sanctity. And he or she will be able to believe in things which are worthy of faith with one's own experiential knowledge. There will be no more uncertainty about such things, namely things which are worthy of faith. This happens only in the minds of ordinary folks, putujanas. So we discuss as much as far as that. Today we shall go on to discuss about other obsessions, whether the mind of the Sarabhana is obsessed with other obsessions. About the speculation about this world and the other world, Buddha said that monks is one absorbed in speculation about this world and the other world. If so, his or her mind is said to be obsessed with this obsessive defilement. In other words, people tend to think about how this world is created, who created this world, is the world causeless or due to certain cause, is there anything like self or soul, how is it, and so on. One may feel doubtful or uncertain about these things, that is the existing world, the present world that we are living in. If the mind is absorbed in such obsessions, then one is said to be or committing these two things, deity, vichikicca, personal review, and skeptical doubt, thus wasting time, which usually happens in the minds of ordinary folks, putujanas, as pariyojana kilesa, obsessive defilement. Unless one has practiced a way of mindfulness like what you're doing now, you will not be able to discern mind and body, nor understand the cause and effect linkage, such as how body causes mind, rupa causes nama, or how nama, mentality causes materiality, rupa, or how mentality causes mentality, the cause and effect between the mentalities, and so on. So in order to know the cause and effect process, one must realize what is known as yatharupa vipassana jnana, that is knowledge of cause and effect. For example, because of the ear, the presence of the ear or ear sensitivity, and the sound you hear, there arises a hearing consciousness. So long as there is no hindrance between the sound and the ear, and you give attention to the sound, you are bound to hear this sound or voice. Nobody will be able to hinder the act of hearing. So long as there are these causes, no supreme being can see it and you don't hear it. And so long as there are these causes, you are bound to hear the sound of the voice. Such is the linkage of cause and effect, known as Yathabhuta. So by being mindful of mind and body and their conditionality, one will become clear of the process of cause and effect. Then one will come to understand whether it is causeless or due to cause. Otherwise, one will not understand, one will be doubtful whether it is causeless, such a thing is causeless. And if one is not able to understand the cause and effect relationship, one will hold perverted views, perverted consciousness. And even if one knows the cause and condition, if one does not know as yet the relevancy of cause and effect, that is, the cause and effect in relevant cases, then you will hold the view of irrelevant causes. Because although you know cause and effect, it must be a relevant cause, leading to relevant effect. Otherwise, you will hold the view of some supreme being creating something that is holding an irrelevant cause. This is known as Vidmahitukatiji. You may have doubt about who created the world. Is it causeless? Is there anything like self or soul? How is it? And so on, you will go on being absorbed in the speculation of the world. And unless you have undertaken the practice of Satipatthana that you are doing, you may be thinking and fantasizing and trying to reason out, but your reasoning, intellectual reasoning, will not be able to catch up with the fact of the matter because they are out of reach of your intellect. By just thinking, because thinking is not a knowledge. Thinking cannot lead to what is known as Yathabhuta Anupasana Jnana, that is, the knowledge of cause and condition. Then one will be led to what is known as intense delusion, Sammoha Vinivesa, which is a great hindrance, like a wall, so that you cannot see or hear or understand what is beyond that wall. In this way, this leads to perverted knowledge, perverted views, and such is known as Abhinivesa. And it has been with you in an intense manner, hence it is known as Sammoha Vinivesa, as regards the cause and condition of the realities. Unless you take up the practice like the Satipatthana practice that you are doing, you will not understand mind, the body and their conditionality. So you will hold the view of causelessness. And also you may also feel the fictitious cause view, that is the what we've just discussed, Vidmahetuka Deity, that there is a being, a supreme being, which creates certain things, such as known as Vidmahetuka Deity, fictitious cause view. And leading this will be led to perverted view and perverted consciousness. So in this way, you'll be thinking, you'll be absorbed in the speculation about the world. And only with the practice of Satipatthana like this, noting every arising in your body, will be able to understand the mind and body and their conditionality. Then you'll become free from this perverted view and perverted consciousness. Your views and consciousness will become rectified.
You are right.
And you may be absorbed with the other world, like such as after your body breaks up and dies, what will happen to you? Whether there is such a thing as utter self or soul continuing after this. Will it exist after this? How will it exist? And why does it exist? And so on. You'll be absorbed in the speculation about the other world, which thus you'll be led to gain these two nirvana sentences of the defilement, namely deity, vichikicca, wrong view, and skeptical doubt, which usually happens in the mind of the ordinary folks, buddhidinas. In the case of Saravana Sri Madara, it is not possible to happen in his or her mind, because these things, these speculations of such a defilement will be abandoned with the first supramundane path. So a Saravana will be free from such thoughts, speculation about the world. These things, speculation about the world, means speculation about thinking about rivers, mountains, forests, Deva, plane of Deva, the Brahmas, and things like that during the practice of meditation. They tend to mount to restlessness, udaccha, the kind of hindrance, unlike wrong view and skeptical doubt. This is a kind of obsession. And if one is absorbed in such obsession in the course of the practice, all one is going to do is just note and overcome. Otherwise, you will not be able to know the truth of the matter, or the truth of the mind and body. And your mind will be clouded, so that you will not be able to cultivate the purity of your mind to know the realities of mind and body. Moreover, because monks, if they are indulging in quarreling and growling, and in deep dispute, stabbing others with verbal daggers, then such monks, or whoever is indulging in this, is then amount to being possessed, obsessed with these pariyakshana filisas, obsessive defilements. And such obsessive defilements will not happen in one person, it has to be more than one person. Only then there will be quarreling and growling. But there are some people who will quarrel among, who is quarreling alone in his or her mind, ruminating about the past, about his or her unpleasant experiences, fantasizing and bringing to memory all these memories, then one is said to be absorbed in obsessive defilement. While one is practicing meditation, one may be thinking about this and being absorbed in quarreling and brawling, and one is said to be obsessed with obsessive defilement, in which case all one has got to do is just note and abandon or overcome. And also, one should be able to prevent such things to happen by means of hypnotizing or guarding one's mind with mindfulness, and so that one will be able to, by noting the obvious object as it arises, then one will be able to understand the intrinsic nature of these objects noted. Otherwise, one would not be able to overcome this obsessive defilement, one would not be able to understand the realities of mind and body. Sometimes a one person is happening among himself or herself, like falling and growling among himself or herself, then it might take from minutes to hours and cannot be subdued, cannot subside. So one has to be very careful, especially those who are prone to fantasies and imaginations. If you are indulging in this quarreling and brawling in your mind, then you will not be able to cultivate the true knowledge of things. And if even if with this obsession of being absorbed in this specific defilement, it is tantamount to not being able to know the true nature of objects, not to mention if you are really indulging in the physical, and the stain which is due to water will be washed away by means of water. So too, when it happens in the mind, you've got to wash it away with the mind. And if you're able to do that, you're bound to purify your mind in a very, very wonderful manner. In this way, when this sense desire hindrance arises, you've got to prevent it from arising in the stream of consciousness, and if it arises, just note and abandon. That's all for today.